Well, I think the onus has to be on the drivers first and foremost about reducing their speeds. More Garda presence on the roads would be a big issue and a big help. Like, you could drive from here to Dublin, not see one checkpoint along our roads. And I don't think the fines are steep enough for the penalties. In 2017, there were plans drawn up to increase the fines, you know, as part of your salary, you know, where somebody on 50,000 would end up paying 1,000 for a speeding fine. There's, I think, something like that there. It was meant to be sent to the minister at the time. I think it was Shane Ross. So there's a scheme like that already in place in Scandinavia. Recently, I think there was a millionaire. They got a 54,000 euro fine for speeding. It went on a salary. So something like that there should be brought in, hit in the pocket, and I think that's the first place it should to tackle the problems. It's plain to be seen if you're out on the road that the visibility is just not there of the Garda presence on the roads. It's not to be seen. And if they are on the roads, it keeps it in people's mind to keep within the speed limits. Like, in speed vans are all well and good, but everybody knows where they're parking now. You could leave. You have your usual spots around Balbuffet here, even, that you just know where to watch out for. And you're on about talking about the driver awareness course. Like, I think that there's been muted instead of penalty points and a fine, which I wouldn't agree with. It should be at least both that should be used. Like, it shouldn't be used as a get out of jail card, for want of a better word for it. And unfortunately, we're going to have families that are listening to us this morning here now that are probably going to be have a bereavement on a road traffic accident over Christmas, like, and that's just the reality of it. Like, so I would just plead with everyone to slow down, don't drink and drive, don't drug drive, and put the phones away.